Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. He's in the darkest all time. He's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Holy hallelujah. He's in the darkest today. All time. He's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Going hallelujah. He's in the Christ yesterday. All time. He's coming back for me. He's always coming back. For me, you're coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah, he's in Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. You're coming back for me. Christ is coming back. For me, hallelujah, he's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Hallelujah. He's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Hallelujah. He's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ. He's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ. He's coming back for me. He's always coming back. For me, you love me, coming back for me. Hallelujah, he's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. You love me, coming back for me. Christ is coming back. For me, hallelujah, Jesus Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. He's always coming back for me. Holy, hallelujah, Jesus Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Christ is coming back for you. Glory, hallelujah. He's in the Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in His miracles. Glory to our television ministry. As we shall still in John, the glory of Jesus Christ over me, showing to you all the ways of things as spring morning. With the word of God, I give it life. The word of God, I bring hope. The word of God, I strengthen and empower. That's what it's all about. It's about Jesus. It's about God's word. It's about doing the will of God. It's about worshiping Him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And He made this powerful statement in scriptures. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you will turn me to be a den of thieves. And we found those scriptures in Isaiah 56, verse 7, Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, Mark chapter 11, verse 17, and then Luke chapter 19, verse 46. We find all those scriptures in here. And it's a very powerful warning to the church today that we should be careful that the Lord will not steal us out. It's a warning bell for the church of God and for everyone in general, because Jesus is coming any moment from now. All the signs of His coming have been met, but He's waiting for the evangelization of the whole world. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Matthew's Gospel chapter 24, verse 14, to this gospel of the kingdom must be preached around the world before the end will come. Jesus made this statement very clearly, that the gospel of the kingdom of God must be preached around the world before He will come back for the church. And of course, Jesus is coming for His blood watch church, His blood watch church, a church that is clean and holy, doing the will of God, preaching the gospel and living right with the Almighty God. Not everyone that says, Lord, 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 shall enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of the Father. My house shall be called a place of prayer, and not the den of thieves. And that was the only instance in the scripture where Jesus got offended. And he was angry to the point where he took a cane and literally wipe out the money changers. The money changers and the thieves and the rogues and those who came into the temple to do something other than prayers. Today, people go to church for all kinds of reasons. Some have gone to choose their new clothes, the bus. Some have gone to choose their new cars, the bus. And some have just gone to make a show off, try to display themselves and feel big. But Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer, a place of prayer and meditation, where we study the word of God and pray on a regular basis. King David said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of God. Psalm 22, verse 1. Let us go into the house of God. Where else will you go? If it is not the house of God. In Psalm 121, he says, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Our help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Jehoshaphat was being attacked by five nations in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat ran into the house of God and began to pray. And as he was praying, God spoke to him, Jehoshaphat, you just need to pray with me and I will fight your battles for you. And Jehoshaphat fed the choir, singing and praising and worshiping. And God took the battle from Jehoshaphat and fought for him. May that be your story today in the name of Jesus. My house shall be called a house of prayer. In Isaiah chapter 6, it is the story of the prophet Isaiah. He went into the temple to pray at a time when everyone was there. And the presence of God and the looked him, the glory of God, the Shekinah glory. And the Lord spoke to him, who will go for me and whom shall I send? And Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, you are my send me. You are my send me. Anywhere, send me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, you are my send me. When will you hear the voice of the Lord? If it is not the house of God. God is speaking today by His Spirit. When you are in the house of the Lord, they that plant themselves in the house of the Lord shall flourish. The flourishing is in the house of the Lord. Blessing is in the house of the Lord. The church is a place for learning. Jesus chapter 1 verse 8. So you shall meditate on this word day and night, and thou shalt bow to do all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy root prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. Good success is in the house of the Lord. Prosperity is in the house of the Lord. Salvation and deliverance is in the house of the Lord. Jesus wants us to do the right thing in His house. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you have turned into a den of thieves. And Jesus was angry to the point where He got hold of the king and whipped the people out of the church. Today, the Holy Spirit is still whipping a lot of people out of the church, wiping all of them with the king. Spiritually, because they will not do the right thing. They are making merchandise of the gospel of Jesus Christ, buying and selling, exchanging peace, and exchanging money. God is calling the church today to repent. When the church is right, the society will be right. When we see the truth and the holiness and the righteousness of God, the community will be right. Righteousness is vowed to nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Who will tell the world the truth if it is not the church? God is calling us today to begin to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And everyone should go down to the place of prayer. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I heal in their land. God wants to heal this land. God wants to heal this nation. God wants to heal your home, your family, your marriage, your business. God wants to bring lasting solution to all the problems you're going through. But have you turned from your wicked ways and made the Lord Jesus your Lord? And you made the house of God a place of prayer. All you have seen making merchandise. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Keep it holy for Him. Your body is a temple of God. Your heart is a temple of God. Your family is a temple of God. God wants to dwell in you. But you must keep it holy. That's why Jesus said it must be in place of prayer. Any place of sin and evil, you have defiled the temple God will judge. While we defile the temple with sin and evil and immorality, selfishness and greed and sexual perversion, defiling the temple of God, you know, we defile the temple God will judge. Today, God is calling you to come from unrighteousness to righteousness. God is calling you to begin to do the right thing. Now is the way that leads to eternity. Now is the way that leads to eternal life. But blood is the way that leads to destruction. Why will you follow the blood rule of smoking and drinking and alcohol and drugs and sexual perversion and uncleanness, unrighteousness? Sin is a reproach to any people. The reason why things are not working right now is sin has taken over the community, the society, and everyone has gone their own way, doing their own thing. And God is very, very angry. Today, we need to repent and come to Jesus. Confess your sins to God and let Him forgive you. Proverbs 28:13. Proverbs 28:13. He that covers his sins and not prosper. But whoever that confesses their sins and forsake, he shall have mercy. When you confess your sins unto God and forsake them, you shall have mercy. If you will not confess your sins and forsake your sins, how will you have the mercy of God? The church of God is a refuge, a place where you can run to and find help and for the sins were formed. The house of God is a refuge where you can run to and find help. 1 Samuel 1:2, you see Hannah. She had no child, so she ran into the house of God and began to pray. 1 Samuel 1:2. And as she was praying, God answered her prayer right there in the house of God. Elizabeth also did the same thing in Luke's gospel. The house of God is a place of prayer for all nations. But they have turned into a den of thieves. The church of God will start to repent now and go back to the place of prayer. Because prayer changes things, prayer brings solution, brings answer to the problem. Prevention coming from God, not from man. God is our protection. He protects us from all evil. His angels encamp around us. The blood of Jesus covers us from the arrows that fly by day and from the terror that moves by night. You don't have a relationship with the Almighty God. How will God cover you from all evil? The purpose of the church is a place of love and peace and joy. That kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And righteousness and peace and joy. And righteousness and peace and joy. In the Jesus. In the holy ghost, in the holy ghost, in the holy ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The righteousness and peace and joy. The righteousness and peace and joy. In the holy in the holy ghost, in the holy ghost, in the holy ghost. The kingdom of God is love and peace and joy. In Acts 13:3-5, you see the love of God in the church. So what's love? The early Christians, the early believers, they love themselves, they behave like Jesus, they talk like Jesus, they act like Jesus. And so the people of Antioch in Acts 11, they call them Christians because they behave like Christ. The word Christian means to be Christ-like, to be like Christ. to be like Jesus Christ. And I don't know what the early Christians were doing in Acts chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. They live like Jesus Christ. And so we are saved. And people turn to God because they saw Christ in them. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Today, you look at the people are falling in the church and fighting them. One church against the other, one preacher against the other, one denomination against the other denomination. Then you know where to go to. God is our refuge and strength, his presence help in the time of need. It is the reason we need to call upon God to help us. He's our strength, he's our helper, he's our great provider. Wherever you are right now, there is no distance in prayer. We want to pray. But you need to give your life to Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Luke 4, 18, Jesus opened the scriptures and read from the scriptures in the temple. Said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set free those who are bound. See, Jesus entered the house of God, the temple, and he began to read his scripture. And he preached the word of God. And people got saved and healed and blessed by the power of God. That is the purpose of the church, to do the work of God. It is a place of worship and praise and prayer and testimony. That is a place for quarreling and fighting and condemning people. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the everlasting Father. Why don't you come unto him today and find rest of mind and peace and joy of the Lord? There is no peace in any way other than in Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you of his word, that you know the truth, and the truth has set you free. The house of God is a place of prayer. Your life is a place of prayer. Your home is a place of prayer. Your family is a place of prayer. To pray without ceasing. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. We need to pray without ceasing. Because the house of God is a place of prayer for all nations. Are you doing something other than prayer in the house of God? Be warned. The Holy Spirit will fill you out. And of course, the scripture made it clear. You are neither cold nor warm. God is not calling for a cold church. Too many cold preachers preaching too many cold sermons. Too many cool people. Everything is cool and lukewarm and compromised. We need to be hot for the Lord. Oh, yes, God will be cold. Book of Revelation, Jesus made it clear. We are not cold or hot. We are lukewarm. We are lukewarm church. We are not going to be lukewarm. We are going to be warm for the Lord. Putting the truth in righteousness. And because the church is cold, the devil takes advantage and misleads the people. God is coming out to begin to do the right thing in the house. The church is a place of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. But these people are turning to a den of peace. Peace now about the church and do all kind of stuff. Immorality now abounds. Sorry, I pray for the holy nation. I pray to the peculiar people to choose from truth and grace. I call them out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into His marvelous light. Into His marvelous life. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Bible describes us a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. That is the church. It's not a place of compromise. And living recklessly like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. If my speakers humble themselves and seek my face and come from their wicked ways, God said, we heal our land, we heal your nation, and bring peace and joy to you. As long as you are still doing your own thing, then God is not ready for you yet. I pray that as from today you begin to know the truth, that the truth will set you free, that the Holy Spirit will convince you and convince you, that you begin to serve God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. For what shall you get this if shall do the new law and suffer the news of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Now, that you will repent and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you have eternal life. What are you competing with between the whole world? I suffer the news of your soul. Why not come to Jesus today to worship Him in spirit and in truth? God bless you with this message. Please forward this message to all your friends and world which are all over the world. May they know that the church, the house of God, that we call the place of prayer, and not the place of compromise and evil, not the den of peace. You are that house of God, your life, your home, your family. It's a place of prayer. Give your life to Jesus today and be born again and be saved, so that your home shall be heaven, the kingdom of God. This is the email of today, ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. And call us for prayer and counseling, area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Invite you to watch with us here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, fourth floor. We are now in the fourth floor of the building. It's a better place to watch it and to pray. Invite you to call your friends and your family to Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Flagler Avenue, 4th floor, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Meet here, have our main service on Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. daily for prayer and preaching of the word and deliverance, healing and miracle services. Families, I will never be the same again. On a weekly basis, every day we have counseling and prayer section and teaching ministration from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily here at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, 4th floor, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Jesus loves you and we love you. And come and watch it with us so that you hear more of the word of God. God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. God true God is forever, ever, the center of the kingdom. Is the right center, the true God, is forever. The center of the kingdom is our right tongue. The Lord's righteousness.